Whoa, it's a Nick, Tom, and Josh episode. Nick, Tom, and Josh coming to you
We're
live
here.
from Fuck
Woo! The fuck hut. What's at the fuck hut?
Just a lot of hot dogs.
Okay.
Just a lot of hot dogs.
I relish the opportunity to be at the fuck hut.
I wish I could. I can't catch up to what you're saying.
That's must be real mustard for
I'm mustarded.
Jesus.
We were wilding out at game night last night.
Yeah.
I had some bits that
Oof.
for $50 a month you can hear us reenact.
Oof.
Edited. What was the one?
Even Bradshaw.
No.
Bradshaw was let
No.
early.
Bradshaw led it a little bit. This is before Nick came over, but it started with us doing the, because we were hanging around new people, so we had to try and see how crazy they were, and they were pretty crazy.
And then they left.
Yeah, and then they
Oh, two
immediately got
of them
out.
left.
Yeah, two of them were ran off pretty quick. So those two fucking sucked. No, it was what we were doing, the Tony Soprano, Carmela. It's Jay, you new gamon. And then
It
it
never
turned
gets
into
old.
King and King of the Hill, and then our friend, our friend CD, Rocco.
CD Rocco.
Rocco was he took it and ran with us, and boy, oh boy, man, Nick, you missed, dude. You missed a cook-off before you came, before you arrived. We were playing
That's
the
all
greatest
right.
hits. It was good, so.
Yeah, you just showed up and really ruined the vibe with your little leather jacket, your little twink hair. Just showed
Oh
up.
man.
Why'd I have to make everything so gay,
I
but
mean,
somehow
I've been called a Nazi for the
heterosexy?
last week for being a fan of a basketball team. So.
Well, that's just common fucking knowledge.
That is true. The Celtics fans, as we all know, were complacent in the Holocaust.
My dad was on a, I'm just jumping subjects here,
Okay.
but involves the Celtics. He was on this trip for like recruiting for his job, and he was at the airport in like I think it was like South Dakota, and this lady, he's wearing a Celtics hat just like this one, and this lady comes up to him and is just like, you're a Celtics fan, are you from Boston? And he's like, no, it's just the team like my son, supports, and
Is your son
he
racist?
has this exact hat, so he didn't need this one when I bought it. So,
Yeah.
whatever. And then she's like, well, actually, a lot of people don't know this, but it's actually we say Celtic, but it's really Celtic. That's actually the correct pronunciation of the,
Wow,
and I was just like, I
yeah.
mean, yeah, if I'm getting like a weird Celtic cross on my inner thigh, sure.
Celtic
For the
Cross.
but for the basketball team, but she was like really up my dad's ass that she just wanted him to
Yeah.
know.
And he doesn't like it when, someone like her is up his ass. It prefers someone, yeah.
Emphasis on the her. Is that what we're
Emphasis
doing?
on the her. Yeah.
Man.
She's actually worse than all the racist Celtics fans
She's
out
actually
there.
worse than like
Hitler.
imagine a racist
Imagine Lady Hitler.
Nazi theater kid, and
Yeah.
that's historian, and that's her.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So
We have a Nazi Hitler in the world. It's that Italian prime minister. She came and saw Joe Biden. He kissed her.
what's wrong with
ciao
her?
bella.
Yeah.
They should have got they
Gregorian.
should have got Cuomo to Mangoo.
Mangoo homo.
Fucking meatball.
Fucking meatball. Don't call my family Fredo. It's a slur. It's like, shut the fuck up, Chris.
Nick, did I kill Joe
Oh, the ZD.
with the food?
No, he's gonna be here for lunch tomorrow for it, so.
Oh, that ZD is flames, dude. Josh made like three ZDs today.
Stayed really hot.
They're great.
It's a
Would you like to share the ingredients to the fans back home?
pasta sauce,
Pasta sauce.
a variety of seasonings
Variety of seasonings.
on par with what you'd expect in the Italian cuisine.
Yep. Dandruff, cigarette ashes. Bro, grounded up
Doritos
DVDs of
and
The
BO. yeah. You got the ziti noodles, you
The
got the
Z.
ground sausage, you got the mozzarella, the fresh mozzarella, the provolone,
Pretty
the
good.
parm, the ricotta. You can't
Rica.
forget the ricotta.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say something else for a second, but
I don't know what that
I was
means.
like, that's gonna be a chunky. Oh, ricotta. Okay. There you go.
Ricotta.
Yeah.
Ricotta.
Also,
Yeah.
and then I think the brats are what set it apart.
Oh, it's always the brats when you
So
add the
some of the
brats in
bitches
there.
up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
So I don't know, I kind of went like full bear today. I had like workstations while I made it, and I was
Yeah.
just like dicing shit up.
You're screaming at your cousin, your
Yeah.
dead cousin.
Cousin!
Cousin! It's
I do love that show though.
a
It
good
is.
show.
It's amazing.
Dude. Nick, have you seen The Bear?
Not yet. I know I need to watch it.
Damn.
Yeah,
I
well.
haven't seen it. You and I should watch it. We
Surprise,
should.
surprise, the twink hasn't seen the bear.
Nick, you and I should snuggle and watch it. Should snuggle up, eat a little popcorn together, and watch The Bay.
Nah.
I think it'd be adorable. You and I.
I tried so many fucking shows on Saturday I
Yeah.
couldn't get into.
Tried Billions,
I
right?
did try Billions. It opened
Yeah.
up with Paul Giamatti getting pissed on. It was cool.
Yeah,
Hell
it's
yeah,
a
dude.
very solid
I was
opener.
like, I'm gonna like this. And then it was like, oh, this is about 9/11 and hedge funds. I'm good.
9/11's a small part. It doesn't.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
And then
So
I really wanted to get what?
they were pushing that false narrative that Osama bin Laden did
Damn.
9/11 and not that real murderous son of a bitch, Pete Alonso, right?
Whoa.
We're not getting off this train. Mets fans, season three of Worst Fans, fuck you, universe. Your fucking first baseman killed all those people. And he liked doing it. Pete Alonzo's a son of a bitch.
What major things have happened in Atlanta, like terrorist attacks? It's
They had
like
the Olympics
they
pop.
got the bean eater buzz driving around drunk,
They got
so
Bean Eater driving around hunting.
we're just
Just
out for
going
blood.
for it,
We're
yeah.
going for war.
I don't give a fuck. He unfollowed me, so I unfollowed him. He can eat my whole taint.
Let's see if he still follows me. If he follows me,
He might be kind of a, you know.
you don't constantly tweet about how the Braves are racist, so.
Yeah, we follow each other. We're cool.
Yeah, we're probably cool. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
don't give a shit.
Yeah,
Some
I don't
stranger I'll
give a
never
shit
meet.
if I'm liked by people.
Don't
I fucking
I
hate.
don't give a shit if I say Spencer Strider's elbow's gonna dissolve.
Into that turkey leg gear.
That's
Yeah.
Paul Skeens,
Get
dude.
Paul Skeens this time. You know, like,
We're gonna start a dialogue,
we're
man.
gonna start a dialogue. Paul Skeens
Let's
is
get Rum Bunter on.
Cum Bunter, yeah.
Yeah.
Hearing
And
some complaints because he's super anti-Bauer, so I
all
was
right.
kind of surprised because he seemed like someone who would be very
I'm a
pro.
woke pirate.
Yeah, we got enough. Like,
I ate my oranges. I don't have scurvy anymore.
I have
Scutter
scurvy. I know we're pirates and we have a history of rape, but we draw the line at Aroldis Chapman. Battery is fine with us. Domestic abuse is cool. We're pirates after all.
I finished Californication last week and I was like, I need to watch Entourage because I love LA-based shows.
Oh, you've never
LA
seen
Bay
Entourage? Oh, dude,
shows.
you will love Entourage.
Yeah. It's
No,
crazy.
I started it a long time ago and I couldn't get past the third episode. I'm like, this is just so boring right now. It's like I
Entourage
get
feels like
the
us.
premise of the show. No, for
Well,
real. It's kind of
which
scary
one?
how
Us? Who are? Okay, we got
I don't even know the characters, but
Ryan.
okay,
Ryan is your turtle, Josh,
God
for
damn it!
sure.
Everyone says I'm fucking turtle.
You
Time and a
are.
fucking time, I'm
Is
turtle.
turtle racist?
No, turtle's unknown. I don't know what his heritage is.
Honestly, I think I know who you're talking about just from
I thought you were saying
big guy wearing
Turtle was the
shorts.
unknown from that Willy Wonka thing in
I've not
Glasgow.
seen that. What the fuck is up with that? So I don't know what it is. I've just seen
I
people.
need to watch more of it then. I don't know. I need to get through some more
The
episodes.
Hurdle Entourage.
Nick is Vince. We all know Nick is
Oh
Vince.
yeah, you're 100% this guy, Josh. That's
Yeah.
a vibe right there. Hell yeah, dude.
Tom is either
Do they have a Ted Bundy character? They have a
no.
Jeffrey Dahmer?
You're kind of a mix of E and then Kevin Dillon's character.
Oh yeah, Kevin Dillon's good.
That's Ryan. He's
Ryan's Kevin Dillon.
drama.
Hey,
Hey,
it's
it's
me,
me.
Kevin Dillon. I've been away working with the husband. Yeah.
You might be E, Tom.
Who the hell's he?
E is Nick's man or Vincent Chase's manager, so
Which one is
Irishman.
who's Jeremy Piven's character in it? I know Jeremy Piven.
He's Ari something. He's a good character, even though the guy fucking sucks and so
He's
hunting
the
Bundy
agent.
comic. Yeah.
Yeah. Who
I
like
have an offer for
who
you.
molested ladies.
Yeah, but so in the world of Californication, Josh is absolutely Charlie Runkle, 100 fucking percent.
Nick watches
There's
Californication.
gonna
He's like,
be
this is
one
what it's gonna
day.
be like for me when I get out there.
No, I hope not. I really hope not. Me and Josh are gonna be fucking Eiffel towering this
Only
girl, and
takes
she's
you
gonna
out there. Remember
squirt
that?
all over
Yeah.
his face.
Yeah, he
Doesn't
only.
feel good that like two of your friends are fighting over, you know,
You don't
where
even
they're
want to
gonna take
go. You don't
you.
even want to live out in California. I don't even know if either of you do.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could afford it.
Well, it'd been nice if you
You guys want to
asked
live in
instead of
fucking
taking my
St.
roommate,
Louis?
Nick. I would
You guys
have,
want to
you
live in
know,
St. Louis? How about we all
I would
move
have
out
ditched
there?
Josh in a heartbeat if you asked
Fuck
me,
St.
Nick.
Louis. Come live in California with me.
Why would
We
we live
can
there? It's all
we
we're
could
the
with
worst.
you.
With you,
Entourage.
yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna give us for again
No,
free
what
room
he's
and
saying is
board.
we need to go out there so we can use your credit score so we can get a good
I do have the
house.
best credit score of
I'll
all
get a
of us.
decent sales job. Nick will supply the pussy. I know how this works.
Yeah, credit.
We're gonna live out in West Covina. That's where we're gonna live.
I think we
Three
should.
dudes in a
Let's live in Van Nuys. I
yeah.
hear it's coming back.
No, we're not living
I
in
don't
Van.
wanna.
That's the middle of the fucking LA. I'm good.
Well, we'll
We
be
need to
Santa
live. We need to
Barbara.
live more west. Yeah, more
Compton.
west.
Defton.
No, South
Compton.
Central LA. There's no reason to live
Shalom,
out there.
brothers. Shalom,
Yeah,
brother blood.
yeah. Yeah.
Shalom, brother blood.
That'll be
They
great.
would think we were cool ass white boys, is what they think we would
Yeah.
be. Yeah.
We're based.
We're base. We hate the cops. We're on your side. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
There's not a ton of characters in Californication to be like, oh, that's so and so in the group, because
Yeah.
as far
It's
as I
just
know,
me. It's just me and you, Josh.
there's
Yep.
me and you, Lame and Puss.
Yeah,
I got
that.
you an offer. Yeah. So like in this reality, Nick, am I just exclusively your agent and I don't have any other clients and I'm supposed to live off of whatever the fuck you do? Because
Yeah.
that sounds difficult.
You're gonna get caught masturbating in your office.
You
So
should be able to watch a little porn at work.
let me get this straight. The character he has you played gets no pussy and jerks off at work and
No,
works
he
all
fucks over
day.
100 girls.
He does? In the
Yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Rungle doesn't fuck 100 girls in that show.
Yeah, you remember?
Ooh.
Remember? Between season, I think, 3 and 4 or something.
Oh, man. So he was getting his, like, cue
Yeah.
forever, so.
Yeah.
Oh,
I take
dude.
that back. You should definitely make this decision to live out in California with Nick.
No.
Why not?
The pussy's changed me, Tom.
The pussy's changed you. Now you hate it. After this latest passive aggressive.
I only hate some of it.
Yeah.
But
Bitches be trifling,
yeah,
man. They just
bitch.
keep messing with you. You know you should really listen to women,
Oh,
Josh.
fuck
The
you.
next woman you talk to should get like her name, her blood type, you know,
Yeah.
how shitty and loud her fucking kids are. That's what
All
you should
right,
do.
we can tone this back a little bit.
Wow.
We can
Oof.
tone this back quite a bit. Let's just say I'm not sure if I'm full disgruntled, but I'm definitely gruntled.
You're very gruntled, I would
I
say.
am.
You're Charlie Runkled.
Yes, I am Charlie
Yeah, you
Ruggiero.
were so gruntled.
The Runkle's gruntled.
You came home and you're like, "Let me tell you what this bitch did." I'm like,
Yeah.
"Oh, wheel around in my wheelchair."
Yeah.
Dr. Xavier.
Oh, I was thinking more like
Oh, come
Wade
on.
from Kim Possible.
Yep.
That's your life on your fucking computer.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So.
That means you're my little naked mole rat then, right?
Yeah.
My little subterranean mole
My brother in Christ, are you still bathing? I
rat.
thought I was dead.
Nick, I thought Josh was dead a couple days ago because
Was he taking a sad bath?
he was taking a sitz bath and he was in there for like 3 hours.
No, I wasn't.
You were
That's
in there
his
for
room.
hours. You were in there for hours.
I was in there for like 25
You were
minutes.
in the bathroom. By the time I came home early. I took my ump test. I got done with it in 30 minutes. It was like 6 o'clock.
No.
And I didn't see you the rest of the night. And I would occasionally look, be like, I wonder if Josh is coming
Yeah,
up.
because they left the light and had to close the door
And then
because
I
the here's
saw,
a chunky, your fucking cat.
okay. Josh is upset that he keeps pissing all over the mats and blaming it on a cat
Yeah.
while running up the electricity bill. So,
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure you were dead in there, to be honest, because you were in there for hours. And I heard stuff in there throughout the entire evening.
Oh
Yeah.
no. It
But
was
I didn't hear you talking. I sure as shit didn't hear you breathing, which I'm kind of surprised.
okay.
I swore you were dead.
Oh.
No, you bring the cat into it. Them's fucking fighting words. That cat's done fucking nothing to you, Josh.
Yeah, what has that cat done for me, though, Tom?
Well,
Yeah, riddle me that.
okay, let's not bring the past. The
You,
past is the
you're the
Oh
Leave me this, Batman. No, so I thought you were dead in there, and here's the fucked up thought I had about it, Nick, was the thought that crossed my mind was like, he's been wow, he might be dead. And then I didn't revisit that thought for 20 minutes. Where I was like, go up to the bathroom door and just see if you hear. And I'm like, okay, I can hear like Theo Von or whatever in there.
That
And then like you talking. And he's like,
tracks.
okay,
Yeah.
good,
Okay.
good.
I'm almost offended that you think I'm listening to Theo.
You do listen to Theo Von clips. You listen to a lot of
It looks
like
like my YouTube algorithm, but I'm not like
No, I'm not
going.
saying. I mean, he pops up. I hear him. So, I
Okay.
mean, you listen to him in that aspect, but
DJ, so.
you're not like, oh man, dude, have you heard what Theo Von had to say? I'm like, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Anything but that.
What am I into these days when it comes to my YouTubes? I've been
Yeah.
a lot of car stuff lately.
I mainly only hear you play comedy stuff. I haven't heard car
Man,
stuff.
I love watching them car cleaning videos. That shit.
You do?
Those are great.
Do you wish you were the car sometimes and that I was the cleaner?
Wish I was
Water
making
was my
fucking six
top.
figures a year
Soap
on
was my cum. And the
detailing
soap was
vehicles.
my jism. Got to put a little wax coating on Nikki. No. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, you do.
Car cleaning videos.
That's all I had to say.
What are they like relaxing? I've never watched a car cleaning
It's
video.
nice. It's
Yeah.
nice.
You get
Detailed
like an
Geek is the
ASMR
best.
feel out of it? Does it help you sleep or something?
Get some horn dub.
Kinda.
Get some horn dub.
Yeah. Gets
Watch
me
this some guy
fucking
clean out a fucking
rock
Chevy
hard.
Nova. Yeah, no, and
Ouch.
it ain't like Bugattis or fucking Lambos or anything. Nick's
No,
watching
it's
like
this Canadian guy.
yeah, it's a Chevy Cruze getting like the $6 Blaze upgrade at a car. Four knuckles in.
No, my car videos have been mainly the ones where it's just like at going around asking mechanics, being like, what's the most reliable car brand? What's the most reliable car? And they all say Hondas and Toyotas. And I'm just like, that's fucking right, bitch.
That's
That's
right.
fucking right.
You push on
Yeah.
And
the
all the
horn.
least reliables are fucking Mercedes and Volkswagen, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
Volkswagens, they're really popular in Israel.
Well,
Yeah.
now you've got a cool car. It takes diesel, which I think is wild. Was that by choice?
What's Nick out of Passat? What do you got it again?
I got a, yeah, a TDI.
No, not a UTI. What do you have that you drive? That's what I want to
Yeah, Passat. Yeah.
know. Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
turbo
Gets
with
like
a four engine too.
45
miles to the gallon, motherfucker.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Yeah, no.
Look at that.
Is
Can drive to
minus.
St. Louis and back twice on a full
Nice.
tank.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 You think so?
Yeah. I don't think so. I think he's lying.
You
I
know
think he
so?
needs to drive us to St. Louis and back. I bet
Yeah.
that car can't even get us to California
You
to live
should
with him.
be like my chauffeur on my date next Sunday
That would be
and
cool.
just be like, where to, everyone? And then I'm like, here, let me just like move this bowl of oatmeal out of your seat. Here. So many bowls.
Fuck you.
So many bowls of oatmeal.
I live very smart, all right?
Yeah,
I make
yeah.
my breakfast and eat it on the way to work. Okay.
Yeah, Nick's diet, his slim figure is oatmeal, berries, sticks.
Doesn't it sound healthy, you fucking
Well, you
idiot?
already eat, you know, Nick, I almost sent this, but so my fucking Facebook logarithm for like all these like I guess real short videos is like guns and barbecue and like
Jesus
every
Christ.
now and then these like Food Network guys show up and they I hate these food videos because they always overdo the food and they're like, we're gonna make the world's greatest beef Wellington, and they took dino ribs, so like big giant beef ribs, they covered it in mushrooms,
That's
ground beef, pastry, and bacon, and cooked it, and like it fucking grossed me out. I almost sent it to the group, be like, yeah, Nick, I get why you're into like you're like a vegetarian, because like this, like you have dino ribs. What the fuck are you doing? Why
dude.
do we need all this other shit? And it's like on all other like food gram stuff. They're like, here is a perfectly good like smash burger, but now I'm gonna put five more patties on it, like three layers of bacon, a mountain of sauteed like mushrooms. Three different kinds of sauces. And I'm like, this is fucking disgusting. Get this
It's
away from
fucking
me.
slop at that point.
Yeah, it's, you know, well, aside from like, just like, yeah, it's gruel. Like, I figure
I would rather eat
like
a
you just
fucking cum omelet than that, dude.
a fried kumi
Okay.
omelet.
Yeah, an Anthony Cumia.
No, the most disgusting thing about that is that, like, I can't see how a normal human being, and I'm a fucking disgusting mess, and I can't even handle it, but a normal person can eat half of that. So I know they just like, they're like, the process of how it went into that is like some poor animal was horrifically murdered, slaughtered, grounded into food. So some fucking guy built like a fucking moldy fridge could make
Oh.
like a five patty like burger that he's not gonna eat so he can get like 2,000 views on
Yeah.
TikTok. Like,
Well, it's nothing like that motherfucker who does that heinous shit in hotel
oh yeah.
bathrooms and
Oh wait,
fucking
I saw
airplane bathrooms and
airplane
shit.
bathroom one was wild. That one was
How did he get a
the
battery and
guy who could.
fucking all that shit in there?
I saw like the first 10 seconds of one, I tapped out. I'm like, I'm never gonna
Yeah, domestic terrorism. Like I saw a tweet, and this can be chunky too. And the guy was like, he said, "I don't care if I get banned. I think we need to kill this guy." Just like, yeah, I kind of agree. I actually kind of agree.
What was he? I don't know how this ends. I just saw him put meat in a sink, and I guess
Don't,
to feed
it
it, he
doesn't
threw
matter,
it in.
dude. It
Yeah, that's
he has
fucking
a
putrid.
whole he has a whole TikTok of crazy, unbelievably just fucking
That's
demonic
disgusting.
shit. It's
Jesus, dude. People jerk off in that sink, man. Show some fucking dignity. God damn.
that's a really high waist jerk off in the hotel room sink.
I mean, you,
I'm not tall enough.
anytime in a hotel, I jerk off.
You're not tall enough either, Tom. I'm
I
taller
jerk
than
up.
you.
I stand up. Me and you are the same height. How
You
tall are
get on your
you?
tip. You get on your tippy toes.
No. First off, you wear heels. That's why you're taller than
I'm
me. You
5'8".
wear little platform
Oh,
booties.
Jesus. I'm like UGG boots.
Some UGG boots.
Yeah. The Native American Nick.
That guy
Well,
needs to fucking die, though. That's
he
what.
needs to, yeah, something bad needs to happen
With
to
a
him.
hammer. We need to cook him like one of his foods. That's how we kill him.
Well, like some of his recipes, he weirdly like whips out an avocado, and I don't like avocados, but I'm like,
No.
maybe it's like a little less
Nope,
gross now, but
Josh, you're showing cracks in the veneer. You're wanting to give him any.
no, I'm saying this because I shouldn't feel like this, but that's what I was like, okay, well, it's a little more fresh now. It's still boiled ground beef in a fucking
Boiled
sink.
ground beef, in a sink.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
I
It's
wonder
the
if he
worst,
tips
some of
his
the worst stuff I've
like
seen.
does he
That's
tip his housekeeper, you think? Like he's like,
in beef, probably,
I'm
yeah.
so sorry that
Like,
you're
someone's gonna
walking
find him and murder him.
in.
It's like those like TikTok or YouTube pranksters where they like go around and tackle people or some shit like that.
Oh,
And
that's
I'm like,
awesome when they get their ass kicked.
yeah, it's a yes. I was like, it needs to happen. This
Bite the
dude.
curb, motherfucker.
Yeah, they bite the
Yeah.
curb of the sink that he just cooked
Yeah.
fucking mild pork breakfast sausage in and just kick the back of his skull. Yeah, that guy's a monster. He is, he's worse than Trevor Bauer. He's worse than Pete Alonso. That guy needs to be targeted by the U.S. military. He needs to be blowed up.
Blowed up.
Blowed up. He needs to be
And his
snuffed up.
response will be like, you can't change the rules just because you don't like
Don't
how
like
I'm doing it.
Yeah. Can we or can we not cook beef in a sink?
Oh, Jesus.
It's just like putrid. I saw, like, again, I don't know how it ends. Maybe he eats it and dies from it. I don't know.
He has not
But, like, I
yet.
just see the color of the sink water turn meat. And I was like, that is fucking disgusting. That is the worst thing I've ever seen. Like,
Well, that's what we're gonna do on our Cooperstown trip the whole fucking way.
yeah, I know. We're
We're
gonna
only
cook
gonna
in every single
do.
hotel we're in. Yeah,
Please
cook in
stop.
every single
Yeah.
hotel.
It's how we're gonna save money.
Yeah.
So whenever
Let's do
we're.
that at Nick's house every time for game night. We just sneak into his bathrooms and cook something in the sink. Nick goes there, he's like, fucking Hot Pockets.
Y'all gotta clean that up.
Cooking vegetable beef?
Fucking
We
vegetable.
made vegetable beef?
Okay, Tom made a beef Wellington here. Oh, no, it was just his poop. Out.
Jesus.
Pizza rolls. Pizza rolls in his toilet. He just started finding food all around his mouth. Like a
Jesus
horror
Christ.
movie for him. Opens the medicine cabinet, gets pummeled by Pop-Tarts.
Do you think, like, if there's an opposite drug, like Ozempic works where it slows down your digestion,
Yeah.
so you stay hung, you stay full longer. What if we had like the opposite type of drug you could take to where like your body just didn't process anything you ate, so you just like shit actual pizza rolls?
Yeah, like,
Yeah.
and you don't
Shut
do it.
up.
You don't do it. So, no, what you're
Just a
describing,
fucking hot dog.
no. What you're describing is a shoot. Where your body is a chute. And Josh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
We need to get this to a team of scientists and see if we.
I just want to shit a whole hot dog. That's all I want to do.
Like, oh God, the movie's gonna be in 20 minutes. We gotta shovel this down.
Yeah.
Just right through.
That's basically what the popcorn did to me on Friday. I shit so much
Dude,
because apparently.
that'd be a kernely dump.
Yeah.
That was
What
brutal.
happened to you, buddy boy?
We went and watched Dune Part 2.
I slept
Do you guys
in.
get the fucking
Josh.
Fleshlight bo popcorn thing?
No.
That's
No.
AMC, unfortunately,
Yeah,
only.
yeah. It was
Not a Marcus. That's fucking. Well, we're not gonna have two chunkies tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took an edible. Was it just 10 milligrams or
Yeah,
whatever?
supposed to be.
Supposed to be mine. I got a nice little body buzz and then I was good for a 2.5, 3 hour movie. Josh fell asleep numerous times. He would get he would be awakened by when action would happen and when because half the movie's in a cave, half the movie's out in the desert sun. So he would wake up whenever it was the light scenes in the day. And one time he came out of it holding his hand. I'm going, oh, right from his face. Oh, so bright. It's
What?
like 5 minutes after we take that edible, you turn over to me.
Five, it was like 40 minutes
It
after.
was pretty quick because you were like, I'm so fucking high. And I wanted to be like,
Well, I took one the second I went, like we sat down. So I had like
did you have
I've
two
had
then?
no, I just had one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That probably makes sense. You did 5 minutes after I took mine then.
Yeah.
Because that bag had ripped and I had to dig my fucking finger into the seal to open it. I was like, it was tasty. It was good.
Yeah, that's a very good. It's those
He
peach
started
brandies.
snoring, Nick. And I had to wake him up. He's like, oh. And I'm
That's
like,
crazy.
I was like,
I was drunk drunk, you
he
know.
was, he, yeah, he had two. Actually, no, you had a bucket and a third of popcorn because I made sure to get my 2/3 in.
Yeah.
So I made sure to wolf
Well,
down.
I didn't eat the entire second bucket, so I had right at about a bucket.
You had a bucket.
Yeah.
You had a bucket.
A
And
lot
then,
of popcorn.
yeah. This is a great movie. I wish you were around to see it.
Yeah, I'll see it
That
again. I
was
hope.
me during Oppenheimer, man. I couldn't stay
Watched.
awake.
Oh, when you watched it at home?
See, we saw the late
Yeah.
show of that, and I was captivated with that during the summer. That was like,
Because we had those Florence Pugh titties, bro.
dude, we did.
We had those fucking.
Communism was cool in that movie.
Communism was cool in it. We had titties, bro.
So perky, man.
So a little perk of dirt.
Yeah.
Softball body, man. Softball player body.
Wide thighs.
Wide thighs. Perfect for children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I think we get Florence Pugh on this podcast.
I
So,
mean,
I'd
hey.
tell her that Midsummer sucked.
and she'd be like, "Oh, I'm British. I'll take offense at that."
I mean, I like Midsummer because it was just trippy and fucking weird.
I thought it was I thought it was a good movie. I thought it made a perfect case of a film being good that you do not enjoy, because I did not enjoy it, but I thought it was good.
Like Requiem for a Dream, you know what I
Requiem
mean?
for a Dream is like up there,
Yeah.
yeah. Like I would, if someone's like, "You want to watch Midsommar?" I'm like, "Is there nothing else to watch?" They're like, "Do you hate it?" I'm like, "I think it's a good film. I would rather do anything else with my time."
You need to watch Saltburn to finally settle a debate between the Knicks.
The Knicks,
Yeah.
yeah, Bradshaw hated it.
I like Saltburn.
Left
I
wing
liked it a
Twitter
lot.
hates that movie, so I've been like, "Oh
Why
man."
doesn't why?
It's Saltburn.
Well, left wing Twitter
Wh
has got like
what?
this hair up their ass because they hated everything everywhere else, whatever EEAO or whatever, and they love Tar, the Cate Blanchett film. But like it, I think like for some people, they think that hating something's like is a sign of being smart, and I don't know. Maybe it's the same thing with Saltburn. All I know is that. What is it? Barry Keoghan? Is that his fucking name?
Keoghan,
Keoghan.
Daddy
I
Keoghan.
hear he fucks a grave, and like I'm
Yeah,
like, that's probably worth making fun of.
well, he jerks off on top of the grave,
He okay.
spoiler alert. Yeah.
Spoiler alert, folks.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I haven't seen it, so I need to see it to be the tiebreaker, be the rubber
Yeah, it's
match.
also fun, by the way, on the grave thing. It's also funny because that scene was improvised. So Barry Keoghan is
Yes,
just like, I'm so into myself, I'm just gonna come.
I think my character would jerk off on
Yeah,
the
I mean,
grave
fits.
so it could plant a little flower, a little seed, a little seedling.
Mean, the guy's a vampire. Yeah.
Like, really?
All right, chill out, Josh. No more. No more.
Vampiric tendencies, if you
Oi, my
Oi
vey.
vey.
Oi, vey.
You'll never drink a White Russian ever again.
You'll never. Okay. There's coming the White Russian. Okay. Yeah. No. How could anyone hate this movie? You're
Yeah.
selling it to me so
There's
well.
a lot of hog in the movie too.
There's dick in it,
There's a lot of
but it's
hog.
okay. All right.
Like
Is
a
it balanced
lot.
out by?
No.
It's just cock. A lot. A lot.
It's like all cock.
It is a hog farm. The whole movie's a hog
It
farm.
is all hog farm.
Let's
Yeah.
go, dude. Hell yeah.
So
it was great.
Speaking of
I
hog
didn't.
farms, can we move into your house, Nick? So.
No.
I'll tend to the plants and I'll
I'll
be sure to
tend
cut the poop off of Otis.
to. You have to cut it off me too. Otis and I have a bond now. We just poop all over each other. So,
I see.
he's a good boy. He's the best boy. Is
The
there
best
baseball news?
boy. This goddamn offense sucks.
Matt Chapman signed to the
To the
Giants.
Giants. I think that's a good signing. Good job. Don't they have JD Davis though? Right?
I guess doesn't even matter.
Okay. Just, what the fuck are they gonna do with that guy then? Playing behind Matt Chapman. This is what the did Chapman have Boris? Was he a Scott Boris guy? Oh. Well, regardless of people's opinions on Scott Boris, I'm just starting to think there's a little collusion going on with I'm surprised that Chapman and Belly basically got the same deal. I'm surprised they didn't get longer contracts.
Yeah. Chapman, I mean, his biggest issue as far as the plays, he just strikes out 200 times a year, right? I mean, the guy
Yeah,
strikes
and
out a ton.
his defense has taken a step back, but when he broke in as a primary starter, I mean, I would say he was like the Nolan of the AL. He was majestic over at the hot corner.
There was
I
once
find
upon a time people said he was better than Nolan Arenado, and that's
I remember that, yeah.
hilarious.
He was that good a couple seasons, but Nolan is,
Juiced ball era, if I can
yeah.
be precise.
Man, I forgot. I missed the juiced balls.
We need
I
those
kind of do
back,
too.
brother.
Yeah. Juiced pants and juiced balls.
I think it's concerning though that we're seeing like Chapman and Bellinger. Yeah, I mean they should have decent deals, you know. I think what we're seeing is like, I mean Snell's gonna be what 30, 31, so he's probably gonna
Ugh.
get stuck with a
If he ever
3 year
fucking
deal.
signs, dude, we're into March now.
Well, yeah, I know. The thing that I find concerning on it is that it seems like with these guys, the market for free agents is I think it's kind of portraying players as having like a shorter lifespan in the bigs, and that's very concerning to me because we brought this up, I think, a couple episodes ago in passing, but like over the past like 10 years, when you look at production, if you use, you know, wins above replacement, a team accrues most of that with pre-arbitration eligible players, or sorry, pre-free agent players, really what it is. So guys literally between, yeah, like 23 and 29, and that's where the bulk of like production for a winning team comes in. And I'm thinking that's starting to translate to where, you know, teams don't want to invest too much into a guy into their 30s now, or at least that's what I'm kind of concerned might be shaping from it. Like Joey Votto should be on a team,
Yeah.
right? Veteran bat will at least be
Yeah, I
league
don't know why he's
average.
not
In the age, like.
He's not on a team. You know, another guy that I was looking at, here's a guy throwback who had a great season and then was just out of the league. Adam Lind, 2017, had an 895 OPS. Then he signed with the Sox, played half a season in minor league, and then was done.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, I this is a little off subject, but I'm almost it will never happen, but if I had some sort of assurance that like, hey, if two of our starters went down, we're definitely back in the Jordan Montgomery or Snell sweep, you know, sweepstakes. Like
They'll be on a team before then, though.
they will. I mean, it has to happen tonight. I have the materials in my car.
I don't. I'm, you know, I agree with the sect of Cards Twitter that I think they're done and that they're not willing to push anywhere near the luxury tax for either of those two.
Montgomery, I don't get. I mean,
Yeah.
how has no one signed him? Like,
I don't know. Like, yeah.
what?
Because he probably wants 25 mil a year, probably wants 8 years, and they're like, okay, well, these other two guys didn't sign for that. I mean, if Snell and Monty signed for deals similar to Chapman or Belly, you would kind of figure the players' union kind of has to step in at some point, right? Because it just sounds like ownership collusion.
Yeah.
which I don't know. I will say that I'm concerned with the state of labor after Chappie and Bellinger signing. And you know, maybe the collusion is that the owners fucking hate Scott Boras. It could also just be that.
Man, yeah, the team looks boring, but
Yeah,
you know,
everyone,
it's
what
spring
was
training.
the
Who
yeah, it
cares?
was the discourse about people freaking out about it. I mean,
No
this
home
offense looks like shit, but I mean
run.
it's gonna be fine. It's spring
Yeah,
training.
no
But
home
they fucking
runs.
suck right
That, I
now.
mean, that's the. Did they even play today? I saw the game got delayed.
Got
Went
postponed and got rained
yeah.
out.
Fucking
So
Florida.
I don't think they make those up, so
nah. Have a bummer. But like
I think they're off tomorrow too, aren't they?
yeah. Like I don't know. It would be nice to get some excitement out of it because you
Oh, they
know
play tomorrow.
reading the Post-Dispatch is like yeah, Sue Jaycee's really got like turning some heads. I'm like, yeah, but like one, I can't watch him and feel that excitement. And two, his stats don't show it. Like Jose Fermin is our guy to break camp.
Great.
Victor Scott and his 600 OPS. I want him to do well.
Well, I mean, Scott's probably not making the team either way, even though we need a true backup center fielder with that
Yeah,
team.
well, it's nice to have that level of excitement. Like, way Walker and Wynn did it last spring. We
Huh?
were like, yeah, you know, you guys have earned, you've earned like a look. And for Walker, he earned his spot on the roster. So,
Yeah.
like, I don't get it. Why? They're off to a slow start.
Have they
But yeah.
announced if Tommy is for sure not starting the season?
They haven't like come out and said it, but I mean they've made plans to get ready for that.
Okay, so
So
okay.
like, and judging by it, they think he's the way it's like the outlook of it is that he's probably gonna miss the first month of the season before he's back in the lineup every day.
Man.
But they did commit to him to being the everyday center fielder, so that's the importance of the Brandon Crawford signing. So as soon
Yeah.
as he comes back, he is patrolling center field.
Well, so, well, at least we can basically guarantee that Wynn makes the team this way, which I think has pretty much been the plan all along. They're
Yeah, and they kind of
there.
confirmed like there it was a couple days ago, but Crawford like confirmed like, yeah, I'm here to be a depth guy. So this is Wynn's job. I'm here to back him up. And I was like, okay, good. And that's probably very good for Mason to hear too.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah,
Especially a
man, that's your
veteran
starting role.
guy
You
like
get your
him.
crack. Get your crack, go out there and throw 97 across the diamond, hit us maybe 10, 15 homers. Go out, have fun, kid. You know?
Let the kids play.
Let the kids play,
You're gonna
Hank. Oh, Hank, you gotta let the kids play.
hear a lot of that when you start umping
When it,
again.
yeah.
Let the kids play.
I'll be like, I can't. I have to be a cop. And I pepper spray him.
Are you gonna do a bunch of game? Are you gonna do a bunch of Legion games with Jackson again?
Yeah, it depends. Like, I might go up and work in St. Louis this summer. So if I do that, I'll
We're gonna
go
come
out there and
harass
do it.
you.
I do have a couple Jackson Notre Dame games if you guys want to come see them. But
Oh, Nick, we
yeah,
can wear our school colors.
be like,
I am obviously the Crip, and you are obviously the Blood in this
all
situation.
right. What's the okay?
We should tie the do like the bandanas together though, and just be
What's
sitting next to
the
Oh God,
oh
recreate the
no,
photo.
don't stop. No, God,
It's fun.
no.
We're goofy guys.
We've united West Side Jackson and East Side Jackson. what's like a scene in a movie where like a friend has to like kill a friend? I'm drawing a blank, you know.
Oh, of Mice and Men?
There you go. That's what I'm gonna be like when you guys start yelling certain words we can't say here, and I have to well, I can't throw out fans anymore. I have to ask the athletic director now to facilitate.
Yeah.
So I have to double tattle.
You do it at Notre Dame. I know the athletic director.
Yeah.
You want to fuck around and find out?
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'll fucking spill the beans
I
about what.
don't know if I know the athletic director anymore.
Really?
I don't know.
I
It was Paul Hale for a long
Paul
time.
Hale?
Give me the
I fucked him
beans.
last week. He's not the athletic director
Okay.
anymore.
And I think it might have been Jeff Gravett for a while, but Gravett, I
He
believe, is
just retired.
retired.
Yeah, he
So
retired.
I don't know who it might be.
Yeah.
Your favorite guy.
My favorite, Burley. Tony.
Yeah,
Tony
Tony
Burley.
Mock Burley's relative.
Burley. Also, high school's gonna have PitchCom now. This was the, yeah. We have to go to like our stupid ass rule summit like later this week, but they're like, yeah, they can have a pitch comms from coach to catcher. I'm like, okay, this is gonna be fun. So
I got confused by the pitch comment because I thought you were saying like the, like I, when you said pitch comment, I thought stat cast. I was like, how are the fuck are they gonna get stat cast at these high school fields? Like what?
if they did RoboZone, like if that somehow happened, like Jackson would be the first to have it. Let's say they had RoboUmps for ball strikes. I would Leslie Nielsen every single call. Like, you can't get mad at me. The robot said it was, bitch. Just the most exaggerated fucking nonsense.
Jesus.
Strike three, your mom's a whore. What? That's what the robot told me. Don't get paid enough. Hell yeah.
$75 is bullshit.
Fucking 75 for a JV game. This bullshit.
Yeah, man, I would really just be a shitty umpire and just rack up the score for one team to get out of there in like two innings.
You honestly would be better than half because
Yeah.
everyone would be like, okay, he at least respects our time.
Yeah.
Like, I know for some, I mean, some schools would be like, we drove 3 hours to be here and this game's gonna
You're
last
gone
30.
30 minutes. There you
Yeah, cool. Congrats, guys. You just did the equivalent of a down and back.
go.
You ran to one end of the court, touched the line, and now you're running back.
I think you should start trying to do the JUCOs.
Junior college?
Yeah.
Yeah, some guys told me to try out for it, and I don't want to like say I'm not, you know, flattered by it, but like if they're thinking I would do well in any co collegiate atmosphere, I think that says a lot about college jobs that they're not that much
Well,
different than
that's exactly one
that.
step closer to the bigs.
Yeah, that's
The Jason
they
Biggs.
get paid a little more and get to have a little more ego, I guess. I don't know about that. Maybe in like fall for, I mean, they pay like most of the junior colleges around here pay like 250, 300 a game. So
It's pretty
yeah, maybe I
good.
would do
Yeah.
it. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Fuck.
So
Can I be like your like assistant
yeah,
who just
you can be
stays
my mentat from like Dune, my little
it?
computer boy.
No, like you're like hunched behind the plate, and I have my arm on your shoulder, and I'm hunched behind you, and
He's like,
I
what does he
just,
need him there for? He needs him for positive
yeah,
affirmation.
positive affirmations, extra balls.
Extra balls. Like, you need balls, Tom? You get really excited. You need balls? Got 5 pouches around your mouth. It's like 20 balls on you.
I'm sagging.
Yeah. Showing me the most insane TikToks Nick has sent you. I'm like, I'm trying to call this game right here.
It's just that Russian guy just screaming.
Not my boy. The
Oh,
fucking white
Jesus.
Rastafarian guy.
I hate that guy. I hate the guy with the weird Sharpie hair, the old man. You like
Yeah,
this?
oh, dude, you are no fun. Shut up.
I hate him.
Yeah.
He's the best.
No. No, the best is that weird mutant guy who was just like, stop calling me gay. You know what I
That
said?
one was funny.
Ranger Man. Ranger
Yeah.
Man's awesome.
Who was the guy he was tagging you in? Because Nick picked two characters that are the most vile creatures for me and
Oh.
you. It was the guy who was like, my room ain't clean or something.
That's
No.
just His name was Josh.
Yeah. Check out my pigsty. I've been working hard at it. It's like, I have chew bottles with Mountain Dew in them. I still drink from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You're disgusting,
You're
man.
disgusting.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm, what's
Yep.
your name? Oh, I'm Tom. I'm Jones. Oh. Cause she laughs after that. That was the funny
Yeah.
part. That was the part that made us laugh.
Man.
Yeah.
Nick,
Nick.
what do you have
Yeah.
planned for this week? What are
Yeah.
your what
Why
do
is
you
why are you doing another 9/11?
Oh, it's part of my weekly schedule, man.
Yeah. He went and wake up not between 9 and 11, attack on New York, 2 hours.
Grind don't stop.
The grind don't stop.
Yeah.
The greatest freedom fighters are Italians. Mamma mia's.
That would be cool if Italy had like a second coming where they got to become like the top dog, top
They
superpower.
should be.
Yeah.
Oh. Why don't you elaborate upon that, Nick?
Yeah.
I don't know anything, actually.
Georgia Maloney is Georgia Maloney.
It's gonna be weird when like Venice sinks. What are they gonna do to fix that, Nick? What are your people
Don't
gonna
know,
do?
dude. Way to ask him impossible questions.
Yeah, I have literally no thought process on that.
Nick, that ever happened to you, Nick?
Man,
Nick, what
this
do you?
ever happened to you?
Nick, what do you? What's your? What are your people gonna do when the sun blows up?
Why are you talking like that?
Nick, you have to stop the sun from blowing up. What are the Italians are gonna do?
Are you
What
impersonating?
are the Italians gonna do about Ukraine, Nick? How can Mr. Scott, Prime Minister Scarpacci, Prime Minister, Dong Hungarino, the honorary Dong Hungarino Scarpacci. Oh man, Nick would be a good political figure, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Are you sure?
Dude, you'd be like Anthony Weiner. You'd be a fire breather.
Great. That's
Well,
exactly who I want to be compared to.
yeah. Actually, no. Hear me out. He'd be Francis Hollande, the French president that was having affairs with actresses. That is totally Nick's
That
vibe.
guy's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That guy had a big cock.
Nice cock.
Our presidents can't even do that.
I mean, our president apparently hung. He's like, the secret to a good sex life is good sex. And you're just like, oh.
It's fucking your wife. Who ever thought the key to a
I
happy
mean,
marriage is
Dr. Joe
fucking your
Biden
wife?
has some nice arms, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
He's gotta be hanging. Yeah.
That thing gotta be hanging low.
He's fucking, local pipe fitters,
Yeah,
oil free.
Hunter didn't just create that out of thin air. It was bestowed upon him. The
Oops.
Biden family crest was
Oh,
just a
Jesus
big fucking
Christ. I
cod
was born
piece.
in the penis, molded by
I was
it.
born. I was born in the cock. I was born addicted to crack, molded by it. It gave me a dick the likes of which no one has ever seen. It gave me a fat hog.
Yeah, wasn't like all the things about the laptop bullshit, wasn't that like proven in the last week
Yeah, no,
that
their main like star informant or whatever that the Republicans had for this hearing was approached by the FBI, where he confessed that he was lying and that the information he was getting was
it's
from like
always
Russia.
a fucking lie. It's so funny.
It is.
The lying liars and the lying lies they need to
I'm Al
tell.
Franken. Look at my teeth. I maybe shouldn't have resigned. Do you think he should have?
For the time period, it made sense.
It was going on during the Me Too, showing
Yeah, and it
Microsoft.
was like showing like the this is how you fucking do this and not be like the biggest piece of shit.
Then Roy
However,
Moore's like, I'm gonna
yeah,
fucking,
he was right. He's
I'm
right.
gonna be king of Alabama.
Yeah, he's riding a fucking horse into
Yeah.
the polls. But, in context, it's like, no, probably not.
Yeah, in terms of like power and
Power,
vote.
yeah.
Yeah. And he was also, I think, a consistent progressive,
Yeah.
So.
Also, the guy, I mean, I think it's cool when, a senator's done cocaine and talks about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I did cocaine in
They're only
college.
human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was once a senator. Now he's fucking going on your mom's house podcast. Jeez. Talk about how much Ted Cruz sucks. We know. Someone do something about it. Wink. Wink.
We need
Or not.
Beto O'Rourke back, man.
Beto's a.
Yeah. Beto's mid.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. Good musician. I mean, that's probably why you like him a lot, right?
Good
He was a
skateboarding.
punk rocker. Yeah.
He's a hacker. He was a hacker.
I mean, I take it back. If like Texas goes blue and they pick Beto O'Rourke, great. Awesome. I'd take that in a heartbeat.
He's a trailblazer, man.
Yeah.
I guess not.
I think we need a trans blazer.
A train.
We need just like a really, really sick trans person to run.
What was the old cometown bit about, like, they elect every single kind of woman but a white woman to president? Like, yeah.
like an Eskimo woman.
Yeah. Like, who's a good Jamal Bowman? All right. Let's transify him and get him to run as Jamil Bowman. And then that way
Transify me.
it transfer we bust out the trans ray.
I think it's just the machine from whenever Urkel got turned into Stefan and from
Yeah.
Family Matters,
That's
but
what we do. We're like, we're doing this for the good of the country. Also, we think it's funny. And then he runs as Jamil Bowman and he gets elected president. And white women are like, well, when is our time coming? We have
all the
a
Harry
black trans woman. We've checked off two boxes.
all the Harry Potter moms are losing their mind.
Yeah.
Very upset.
Yeah. Fucking getting wine drunk and hitting their kids more.
J.K. Rowling was correct.
Just kidding, Rowling. Jay, they're all murderers. All these trans people are gonna eat my babies.
Jesus.
My baby. My baby got ate by a trans person.
Man. Is there anything we need to else to talk about? We probably hit our hour by now.
I think we hit our hour. I
We're
think we
probably
did.
close by the time we get through.
We talked hardly any baseball, which is good.
Yeah, no, it's I don't know. When I was checking out headlines, nothing really. You know what I was looking at? Just kind of reliving, I guess, our season one with this show was Albert's final season. I was looking at
Oh,
and feeling the vibes on that one, the old good vibe season, you know.
man.
I was look. He posted 2.2 B War and 895 OPS in an All Star appearance, which
With an asterisk.
with an asterisk, because you know,
Wait, why'd he get the asterisks?
No, because I mean that was like the honorary all-star thing.
Well, he could have been voted in anyway with his numbers. Jesus Christ.
At that point, though, I mean,
Not at that point,
yeah.
but I would say if we did like end of the year choice, like a Pro Bowl. I would say he's in. But like just reliving that, you know, and how shitty of a start he got off. How like we thought our biggest fears were gonna come true because
I
of
believed in him the whole time.
it. You did, Nick. You did. You were the fucking what was it in Dune? The Muad'Dib. You were the prophet. You
Mashallah, my tank is clean.
Mashallah, my tank is clean.
Inshallah, inshallah.
Mashallah, my hog is pure.
My swine is
Jesus.
fine.
It really, you know, it sucks losing that wild card one, but at least that whole season, just seeing Albert.
It
Man.
was so much fun. I didn't even go to a game. I had so much fucking
I
fun
can't
that
wait for
season.
us to do it again this year with Matt Carpenter.
Oh, Jesus.
I have zero faith in this team at all.
I think we should let him pitch. Throw them out there. You don't have any faith.
I'll give you my whole take real quick.
Okay.
I want it.
Yeah,
I
give us
need it.
your preview of your preview.
Preview of the preview. They got one above average pitcher and two above average relievers, and they changed nothing else.
So you're
They're
counting the above
wrote
average relievers as Kittredge and
and Keenan.
Middleton.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean,
They just didn't. I mean, seeing fucking, and I know I don't want to be one of those people,
I agree with you on the
but
starter. I mean, I would say Sonny's.
Kyle Gibson looked like absolute dog shit in his first start. So
I will tell you the
if
thing
that's what we
that.
have to look forward to every 5 days,
Yeah,
like I'm not
probably.
excited. Like I'm not enthused.
The
I'm not
thing that was
inspired.
most embarrassing in Gibson's start wasn't the two homers. It was the fact he threw back-to-back wild pitches to score the third run. That was the most embarrassing thing for me.
I'm just a goofy guy.
I'm
I'm
just
just
a
well, like
goofy dude.
my thing is like,
Fuck, I haven't given up a homer.
why isn't Ollie having Wilson catch these guys, the rotation pieces? Or yeah, why isn't Wilson catching these guys to get to know them? Like,
They're
why are
working.
these fucking third and fourth string catchers catching these starters. Like I know it's spring training. I know it'll change, like Wilson,
Yeah.
like, but like you got to get familiar early.
Well, that familiarity is built with like their bullpen sessions that they do prior to that. So they're still working. Like
I guess.
we've seen
Yeah, you're
video
right.
of that, like Sonny pitching with Wilson.
But a
Like,
real game is like different, you know?
well, I mean, I think you would want, I mean, you gotta keep in mind, Ollie's working with the 40 man in what he has. Okay. It's not, you know, if we put like six catchers on the 40 man that are all at spring training, you gotta see what they all have, how
I
they
wonder when they're going to
are.
make their first round of cuts. I'd assume month like
Well, Buddy
tomorrow.
Kennedy got cut, so
I'm saying like, report to minor league camp type shit.
probably I would say by next week. That's where we're
I'd
at.
say tomorrow, because I know a few teams have done that already.
Yeah, I would say the course of the next few days we're gonna see some. But like, I mean, Wilson's working with them, I would assume. I mean, but with like bullpen sessions, they probably, I would hope, at least like, you know, working in a film room, it was something that was like brought up last year. So I mean, we're gonna see more Wilson as spring training goes on. So, you know, I would say that in a way we're being alarmist on it, but like, I mean, we're bored. I mean, Cards
Well,
fans.
also, how could we not be like with how bad last year was? It's just like, oh
91
my
lost
fuck.
season. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it was brutal. That was that made us hate baseball, and that's what really turned us more into a fucking Come Town Light show. That
Well,
season really, really fucked us up.
yeah.
Yeah,
Last year just sucked nuts.
it did, man. This is a bad year in general, all around.
I had a good year last year.
Yeah, no,
We all know
you
you
met all your
didn't.
quarters. Nothing
You
else
fucking
happened.
almost died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hence the good. All right. The
Yeah. almost part.
Yeah. I
So,
walk a lonely
lonely road.
road, the only one that
I
I
have
ever
a
have.
massive chode, the only
Never
chode that I have ever blown. That's right, I took it. Jesus.
I
Gotcha.
am excited for Walker and Gorman to like have massive years.
Yeah. What about Alec Burleson?
Is it gonna make the fucking team?
Burley's hitting the ball well right now. So I think Burley makes a team, yeah.
Well, then what? We have three lefties and
Yeah, I was about to say
Ivan Herrera.
we're gonna have a lot of left-handed bats off the bench, it looks like, yeah.
Can we see Crawford in some action? I want to see him have a resurgence season and fucking bench win. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Fucking, I don't want your win in the crew, but
I
make
want chaos.
it. I just want Crawford to be replacement level and
Yeah, dude.
hopefully not
It would be
post a sub
cool.
600 OPS. You know, if this is like his last hurrah, I hope he goes out well with it. And
No, yeah.
part of me thinks that when the time comes when we release Matt Carpenter, Joey Votto's still there, and we bring him in as a veteran.
You know, it'd be funny is if we find out there's a vesting option in Crawford's contract and he somehow eclipsed the plate appearances,
It's
and then all
like
of a sudden
15 plate appearances. I have like no faith in
and all of a
him.
sudden he's making $4 million next year or some shit.
He's all blinged up. We got to build our team around Brandon Crawford. What? Yeah, that's right. We're going to get 65 wins this year. We're the new Royals. St. Louis
God.
Cardinals, the Royals of the East.
Well, Tom, as my brother-in-law noted, the Royals owner is a generous and gracious man,
He is. He's
and
a good human being.
anything critical of him is farther from the truth. So,
Fuck that guy. Ginger Bill
I
himself.
love billionaires. Let me fucking eat their asses.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
I'm
Like,
kind of
you're
happy.
fucking licking that fucking boot, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That
It's covered in Arthur Bryant's barbecue sauce. I'm gay. You know what? This is my brother-in-law's
leather
boots.
Cheerio.
Okay.
I'm a billionaire. I have a bunch of ladies in a room that I make fight to the death for my entertainment.
In an Asian dominatrix who pees on me.
And a dominatrix named Randy that pees on me.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
What would you do if you had $1 billion? I'd
I'd
buy
buy the
your
Colorado
love
Rockies and I'd
by the Rockies.
turn that ship around.
I'd build a
Same.
dome. There you go. Now we can get normal hitters with normal field dimensions.
No, that's
Knock me
not.
down.
Hello,
Hello, I'm drunk.
I think I
That's what
know
he said to the cop who pulled him over.
that. Ravello.
Ravello, hello.
I think I would make a spaceship, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
In
could
the shape of a sperm.
take this thing, integral is pod, intergalactic, and then we
Yeah.
could bounce our podcast off all the satellites
That'd
and
be
get it put
cool.
out into deep space, and then
Yeah.
a bunch of like
And
cool
we
ass
watch.
aliens show up.
Oh, no, I was thinking we would watch a world war start because of us, as China blames America for our jokes
You're
and
Chinese.
you're Chinese. You'll see the nukes flying. Hell yeah. And then we would finally be the number one podcast in America.
Watch it burn.
I don't know how we're not already. It's kind of wild.
Let's bully Brendan Schaefer on. It's time to go bully him to do that.
Nah, he'll be on soon. I have a good feeling.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, he said he ghosted. He said he was gonna get on with us. So, Josh,
Let's get it on, Brendan.
shall we try him
Let's
again?
get it
Bring
on.
him on for a very hostile interview.
I'll message him. We have a established friendship now.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
Nice.
you
Yeah.
take care of that.
Sending nudes.
I'll take care of I don't know. We'd have Kyle on. We'd have Kyle
Yeah,
on.
we need Kyle and Stu. We need both of them on at the same time. This would be a fucking cum tribute to fucking
Yeah, let's do it at the start of the
everybody.
season. Yeah. So get Tyler on to talk about the A's. We have projects. I have the next 3 days off. So
Get Jeff Jones on. That should
won't
be fun.
happen.
God damn it, I
We're
really.
not new. What?
I love your subtlety. You're the most subtle man I know.
We can't get journalists on like
Ben
that.
Hockman said he would put in a good word to us,
Yeah.
to Jeff.
We got Hawkman on.
Yeah.
Fucking was just like, I'll buy your book, but you gotta show me a little.
Hockman was cool, man.
No, he's great.
Yeah.
Love
I
him.
wish he would I wish next time he lets it eat a little bit. Be funny.
No, I agree. Yeah.
No, yeah.
It'd
It
be
was
funny.
like, so, were you
Well,
saying about
he has
COVID?
an important job that I don't blame him for not wanting to lose over a podcast with a couple of like
God
us.
damn it,
So,
Jesus
all
Christ. I knew it was coming.
right, that's two chunkies.
Two chunkies. Three if we go by words.
Well, one in the beginning and one at the end. Riddle me this, Batman.
God damn
Who's our crumble
it. Riddle me.
champs?
No, yeah. Nick is Jim Carrey's Joker. He's 100% Jim
Yeah.
Carrey's Joker. What the fuck? What the fuck, Robin? Jokers. The Joker's hot now. Sorry, the Riddler's hot now. I gotta go fuck him.
And you're Danny DeVito's fucking penguin.
Nah,
You
I'm
are.
worse. I'm worse. I'm.
That is actually you, Josh.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I'm Goo Face. And black. Yeah, what's he say about Catwoman? I thought I smelled a little pussy. I'm gonna be Goo Face is who I'm gonna be.
You might just be Bane.
Vane?
Bane.
No, we're gaying him up. Vane.
Vane. Okay. He is Vane. The one with Catwoman, or not
Yeah.
Catwoman, Poison Ivy, the shitty George Clooney one.
Yeah, I'll be
Batman
Vane on that one.
Begins. Is that that one?
That was Batman Forever.
Batman
But
Forever.
Scatman Forever is what we'll
Yeah.
call it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
Yeah.
you're that Bane.
Yeah.
Just fucking
Vane.
barge in,
Yeah.
real green,
And
greased up.
I'm all just gooing. She's got a big ass vein. The most worthless henchman. Come in, shoot out like 4 40 gallons of goo and then collapse. Next
God.
scene, I show up, I'm picking up a car, and then I do the same thing. Whoa! Deflate over it like a fucking balloon. So you would be the penis Gwen, the penis Gin, Gin. Nick is the Ribbler. And I'm Vane. There you go. We cooked. Hell yeah, brothers.
Oh man.
Who's the patrons? Get this over with. Fucking hate them.
Fucking hate them. They're like so fucking gay. It's
God.
stupid.
They need to be
God.
giving us $50 a
Yeah.
month.
Yeah. They should give us more
They
money.
should give us more money.
So we can make even better content for them.
Yeah.
With
Better is subjective.
more artistic. We might be nude.
Yeah. We'll make a. Maybe we should do that with the patron money. And
Worst
so.
fans. Worst fans only fans.
Yeah.
Oof.
Worst. Only worst fans. We should make a sexy calendar with the
Yeah.
Patreon money. That's what we should do. And it's all Nick and then me and you just December. We're dressed like firemen. Will you go
You,
up and
Ryan, and
leave?
Josh.
Yeah.
I like to think that
Ryan wearing a fucking black mask.
we just use a picture of Nick's hog, but then we just keep adding more pubic hair the fatter we get down
Yeah. The
the
last one is us riding it like they do the worms in Dune.
line. Like. Oh,
The melange, the precious melange. Oh yeah. All
right.
right, let's name them. Come on.
We got Nick.
We got Nick.
We got Alex.
We've got
We
Alex.
got whatever the fuck.
Richie.
Richie.
We've got Patrick.
We got Patrick.
We have James.
We have
We
James.
have Jeff.
We have Jeff.
We have Bravo.
Bravo.
We have
We
Crane.
have Crane.
Crane.
Fucking God damn it, dude.
I
We
had
got
James. I had the J-J-A and the hard A.
one
The
last
hard
one.
A.
The hard A. Welcome to Worst Fans, a left wing baseball podcast where we're making up new slurs every week. And the last one is Tyler.
Yeah.
You're a fucking grease fire right now.
Oh, you are our tumble champ. Oh,
Mine is Danny Mac in that home run call, I guess. Actually, Crumble Champ. Honestly, just Rebecca Ferguson in Dune Part Two. That woman, she does things to me.
All right.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
It's a good one. My
Or maybe there's got to be a funny baseball thing that's happened, has there?
the my crumble champ is the Rockies starting three pitchers.
There it is. Because they have to face the Dodgers, what, like 12, 16 times? Who's their starting pitcher? Austin Gomber, Kyle Freeland,
Kyle Freeland and someone
Senzatella,
else.
or whatever his fucking name is.
Is Germán Marquez hurt?
I think he's hurt.
Anyway,
Oh,
they
fuck.
really suck, and I
Oh!
feel nothing for that franchise.
That's my crumble champ was Chris Bryant because he said he signed too quickly and
Yeah.
didn't do enough research into the Rockies.
What an idiot.
What an idiot. He earned it. He St. Louis is a boring baseball town. Like, guess what? You're right, but fuck you. Fuck you, Chris Bryant.
Man, my crumble champ is
Jesus.
the journey and the friends we met along the way.
Fuck you.
Oh.
Your crumble champ should be that quiplash answer you threw down. That got a clean
Which
sweep.
one, the Sandra Bullock one or
Not the Panini one, but the
the
the one that has a Devo song title in
I see.
it.
Rolling
Yeah.
a little bit of Nick,
A little bit of Nick.
little Nick sweat.
We all won one last night, and Bradshaw even won one.
Yeah.
Bradshaw ran it up on the one he won. He
We're like
killed
the
it.
funniest people there every time.
We are.
We're the
They need to
best.
pay us. Yeah.
Yeah, and then
Game night at our place next. That's what we're
yeah,
doing.
we are. We should just invite a bunch of random people.
All right, we're playing Quiplash.
Come on, we got an inflatable house. Bring the kids.
I think like that's what we should do. We should do like that movie, A Pay It Forward, where we each like bring just like a random,
A junkie. We need to bring a junkie here, is what we need to do.
random common street servant, you
Jesus
know,
Christ.
a burnout, if you will.
Who are we fucking? Who do we hate? Who are we fucking tonight?
Oof, Scott Boris.
Yeah.
You guys do that already?
No, I mean, I have like the position that Scott Boris is based because he gets athletes paid, but he's also
Yeah, but you know
incredibly
what
annoying.
though? 3 years for 55 million ain't shit.
Yeah. Well, I think there's something more concerning with it, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, we could say fuck Scott Boras.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
He's generally good for baseball. It's just the stupid showmanship that is annoying. But I mean,
He wants a fucking 30 for 30 so bad.
yeah.
Chris Mortensen died. Sports journalist. That's sad.
Rip.
Actually, we can't say fuck Chris Mortensen because that's not a way to honor him. But
What
rip,
happened?
yeah, but rip. Man.
Throat slashed.
Throat slash. I don't know. I mean,
Horrific car crash involving a bulldozer.
fuck. Let's just go with fuck the first 2 weeks of spring training. This has been awful. We haven't hit a home.
Yeah.
We haven't hit a home
Yeah.
run. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
I haven't got to watch many games anyway, so it's
Oh, there it
fine.
is. Fuck MLB. We can't
Yeah.
watch these fucking games. Jesus Christ.
Fuck Bally. Fuck the MLB.
Fuck Bally. Fuck MLB.
Really? Fuck anyone who wants to gatekeep baseball.
Yeah.
Can it be America's pastime if we can't even
God.
fucking watch it?
Are we paying $100 a year for a Cardinals channel if that happens?
100 a year?
Yeah, that's what the Diamondbacks did.
I mean,
I'm
I
not.
guess. I mean, I initially got cable so I could watch it, so I paid way more.
I think we should. I think the Cardinals should put it on like Quibi. Bring Quibi back.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
smart. Okay, let's wrap this up. Fuck MLB. Let us watch these games.
Okay. Love you, dude. Love you.